And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can stream DirecTV satellite-free.
You see this?
A family watching baseball on DirecTV with no satellite dish in sight.
Let's heckle them.
You call that changing the channel?
Choke up on the remote, buddy.
I hope getting all these games on DirecTV makes up for your mother not pre-chewing your sunflower seeds.
DirecTV has the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package. High-speed internet service required. Terms and restrictions apply.
Ding ding!
How about we can just watch basketball?
How about we can just watch basketball?
Welcome to the Daily Ding. I'm your host, Andrew Schlecht. With me, I've got my guy, James Edwards. James, what's going on?
Nothing much, man. Running on minimal sleep. Had a travel malfunction, I guess. I don't know if I want to call it that.
Well, James, you're not the only one that was having malfunctions tonight. The Boston Celtics and the Philadelphia 76ers had multiple malfunctions, not only just shooting the basketball, because we'll talk about this. The Sixers just were putrid from the field. The Boston Celtics were as well.
Yeah.
The Celtics win this game 88-87. The Celtics are 5-37 in the past nine seasons in games where they score 88 or less. So they usually lose these games, but because the Sixers just shot worse, it was a little bit worse for them. And not only did they have malfunctions shooting the bar, tonight it was just so weird. They had problems with the nets tonight.
Yeah.
There was a reoccurring problem with, this is what a Celtics spokesperson said, there was a reoccurring problem with the net attachment. And it happened to start the third quarter, and then they had to replace the net again with 2:22 left in the third. It was just a night of malfunctions for this game.
To quote the great LeBron James, something's a little fishy. I don't know.
Yeah.
I've never heard of a net malfunction and why it took so. It felt like it took forever to fix. And yeah, I've never heard of that. This game was gross. The Celtics shot 37% from the field, 25. I'm sorry, the Sixers shot 37% from the field, and I think much worse from three. Boston was a little bit better, not much better. They were better from three, but not from the field. Some big shots. There were tough shots. I don't want to say it was a defensive game because it really wasn't. I thought it was kind of gross. There were some defensive moments, but there were some tough shots. Dennis Schroeder hit some tough shots. I like the way that they got Robert Williams involved, getting him easy buckets. And then, yeah, Embiid was putrid. Shake Milton and Seth Curry were kind of leading the way. I'm a big Shake Milton guy. I'm glad that he's...
Yeah.
I think he can play.
Yeah, I like Shake too. Jason Tatum tonight had a career-high 16 rebounds, which is a positive.
Yeah.
Scored 26 points on 20 shots. He was struggling early on, but got it going. The end of this game was pretty... It was just kind of weird. Schroeder just felt like he was trying to give the 76ers every chance to win this game. And then the Sixers just can't even get a shot off. Time Lord Robert Williams goes and blocks a three-point attempt from Niang in the corner.
Yeah.
And that was it. But it was just an odd night in Boston. A nice win for the Celtics. The Celtics have needed wins like this against, you know, competition like the Sixers. So it's good for the Celtics to at least scrap out a win like this.
No, I agree. And they hit shots when they need to. Like I said, there were some tough shots. Schroeder had a nice ISO taken layup, I think, with like 40 seconds left. Step backs from Tatum. Point Marcus Smart continues to dish him out. Yeah, I mean, I think they needed one of these. The Sixers have been good despite, I guess, not being at full strength, even though this is probably the full strength Sixers. But yeah, Boston needed a win like that. 12-10. Philly is going through a little weird time. I'm not really too worried about them. I was more worried about Boston going into this one. And I still, nothing resolved it, but it's a good win to get. Maybe it propels some things.
Yeah, continues to just be kind of a crunched together Eastern Conference. Philly is now completely out of the play-in. If the play-in and playoffs started today, they're 3-7 in their last 10. Have really struggled with COVID-related illnesses and just guys missing time. That's been really tough on them. Boston, however, has started to pick it up. They're 6-4 in their last 10, up to 8th in the Eastern Conference. Let's move over to another Eastern Conference game. The Milwaukee Bucks just barely squeak by these pesky Charlotte Hornets, 127-125. Big-time game from Giannis. He had 40, 12, and 9 and had a game-winning drive on the Hornets. LaMelo was incredible in this game. 36 points, that's a career high for him. 9 assists, 5 boards. He hit this fall-away, fade-away three to tie the game at 125, and I thought Eric Collins was going to just completely combust at that. It was incredible.
Great balls of fire! LaMelo!
Yeah, LaMelo ended up in like row 4. He was like all sprawled out. It was a big shot, and I think... Listen, I think we all kind of knew LaMelo had talent, and the fact that he has these games where the three ball is falling at like Steph Curry rate, it's yep. I mean, like, he hit 8 threes. Anytime that kid is that hot from three, like, he's going to have a big game like he did, 36-9-5. They continue to get great stuff from Miles Bridges. Shout out to Flint. Big minutes from Kelly Oubre, too. He had a big shot. I don't remember how much time was left, but it was a nice kind of like inside the arc step back. He gave them good minutes. I like this Hornets team. Like, I would love to see 7 games of Bucks Hornets. Like, I think the Bucks win, of course, but I would love to see those teams go at it for a series because, like you said, I mean, the Hornets are scrappy. They're kind of grown up a little bit. LaMelo's grown up, I think, a little bit faster than we anticipated. Miles Bridges has grown up. I like Jaden McDaniels. He didn't have a big night, but, like, you see good things from him. Gordon Hayward, obviously, is kind of the steady presence. I like what I saw from them. They've been giving teams fits all year. They just play hard, and they're fun to watch. And I don't think any team that's kind of has true championship aspirations would want to see them in the first round of the playoffs by any means.
Yeah, these young guys that are going to be happy to be there, but they're just going to scrap.
Yeah.
And the one thing they need to continue to improve is on the defensive side of the ball.
Yes.
And some of that is that they don't have a lot of rim protection, especially with the group that they're throwing out there with, like, no true center. But they run. They get a lot of shots up. They took 51 threes tonight. Like, that's going to help you, especially when you're making 41% of them. I mean, that's going to help you on a night like this. The Bucks continue to get steady production across the board. Their entire starting lineup was in double digits. They also had George Hill and Pat Connaughton off the bench. Both had 11 points. And DeMarcus Cousins,
yes,
in a Bucks uniform, feels weird.
Looks weird,
but he actually played pretty good for them off the bench. He only played 15 minutes, but scored 7 points, 4 boards, an assist, and a steal. It's always nice to have Boogie in the league.
I've always loved Boogie. He looked a little spry. Looks like he's had some time off. I'm always rooting for DeMarcus. Yeah, I think the Bucks are starting to find that stride a little bit. They had a weird, as you know, like, kind of start to the year. Drew out, Chris out for a little bit, guys in and out. Giannis shooting a ton of threes to kind of preserve himself, and they're starting to round into form. I don't think anybody was ever worried about them, but you kind of always wondered, are they going to have the same urgency this time around because they won it? And to pull out a game like this on a Wednesday night, against the Hornets, a scrappy team. I think that people don't like to put too much stock into regular season, but, like, I think that says something. Like, they could have laid down, but
I mean, they were down 16 after the first quarter.
Yep.
I mean, they could have mailed this one in. They really could have.
No, I agree. I think they're starting to round into form, and I love Charlotte. But I really want to see. I think they're a trade away from, like, being a little more serious. Like, can we get Miles Turner in Charlotte?
Ooh, I like that. Yes, let's do that.
This episode is brought to you by Michelob Ultra, the official beer sponsor of the NBA. Want to get closer to the game than ever before? Michelob Ultra Courtside is giving fans the chance to win exclusive NBA prizes and experiences like official gear, courtside seats to an NBA game, and more. Head over to MichelobUltra.com/courtside to learn more.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service at any time. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Let's jump around the league real quick. The Mavericks blow out the Pelicans 139-107. Luka Doncic leads the way with 28, 4, and 14 assists. The Cavaliers, the pesky Cavaliers, continue to just show up. They beat the Miami Heat 111-85.
That was impressive, yeah.
That's a really an impressive night from Jared Allen, 19-11. And Evan Mobley continues to impress. The Wizards stop the feisty Timberwolves 115-107. Montrezl Harrell, man, having a resurging season for him. 27 points, 5 boards, 3 assists. Towns had 34-10. The Nuggets, man, I just feel bad for the Nuggets.
Yeah,
what a horrible position they've been put in just by the basketball gods. Yeah. Lose to the Magic. Oh boy, to the Magic. Cole Anthony led the way, 24-8-7. Shouts to Jay King.
Shout out to Jay Hawks.
The Hawks beat the Pacers 114-111 on the back of their guy Trae Young, who almost just 2 boards shy of a triple double, 33-8-10. And the Rockets beat the Thunder in the Tank Bowl in OKC. Jayshon Tate, man, I was at this game. Jayshon Tate was an absolute monster tonight, 32-10-7. He honestly was the best player on the floor for a lot of the night. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander was great too, had 39 points, just shy of his career high. But all that doesn't matter because Drake was at the game. Why was Drake at the game? Nobody knows. But Drake was at the Tank Bowl.
Can you?
In OKC,
I was going to ask you. Can you describe, like, when were people aware that Drake was there?
He showed up after halftime, and it was just an absolute mystery as to why Drake is at a Thunder game in the middle of the week in December 1st in OKC. It was so wild, just like the rest of this night. Thanks so much for listening to The Daily Ding. Please listen to all the shows right here on The Athletic NBA Show. And James, send us out.
Ding, ding.
As you've probably heard by now, we've teamed up with BetMGM this season. We'll be using BetMGM lines to make all of our picks, and we'll have special offers for our listeners each week. If you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC, and you'll get a 1-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager with BetMGM. Here's how it works. Download the BetMGM app and sign up using bonus code THEATHLETIC. Make your first deposit of at least $10. Place your first bet on any game and claim your voucher for a 1-year subscription to The Athletic. See BetMGM.com for terms. U.S. promotional offers not available in D.C., Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369 in New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 in Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. 1-800-981-0023 in Puerto Rico. First bet offer for new customers only in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. Don't forget, if you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC and you'll get a 1-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager.